Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the U.S. Senate will vote early next week on trying to move ahead on a straight-up repeal of former President Obama's health care law. McConnell made the announcement last night. He says the vote was at the request of President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. Three Republican senators, Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, have turned on McConnell's repeal of Obamacare. McConnell has also delayed action because Senator John McCain is recuperating in Arizona after having a blood clot removed from above his left eye. Meanwhile, President Trump has invited Senate Republicans to the White House after that GOP attempt to repeal and replace the health care law collapsed for the second time. Press Secretary Sean Spicer confirms that the senators have been invited to lunch to discuss the way forward on health care after it became clear they did not have the votes to pass a plan to replace Obamacare. Alaska marijuana regulators are once again asking the public for comments on a proposal to allow on-site consumption at retail stores. The Alaska Marijuana Control Board approved on a 3-2 vote to send the proposal out for public comment on Friday, the third day of a three-day meeting being held in Fairbanks. The board will allow the public 60 days to submit comments. If ultimately approved, Alaska would become the first state in the nation to allow on-site consumption at retail stores. The U.S. Department of Justice says the Safeway grocery store chain has agreed to pay $3 million to settle allegations of lax controls at its pharmacies. The settlement, announced yesterday, closes an investigation that began in April of 2014 with Safeway stores in North Bend, Washington, and Wasilla here in Alaska. For months, the stores had failed to notify the Drug Enforcement Administration that employees had stolen tens of thousands of hydrocodone tablets. The National Transportation Safety Board will conduct an investigative hearing in Alaska of a fatal commercial airplane crash. The NTSB says the hearing August 17th in Anchorage will be the first in Alaska since the Exxon Valdez wreck in 1989 and the first held outside of Washington, D.C. in nearly 20 years. The hearing will focus on the August 2nd crash that killed two pilots and a passenger near the village of Togiak in southwest Alaska. Skagway's borough manager is looking to leave Alaska. Scott Hahn is a finalist for a town manager position in Cave Creek, Arizona. Hahn says he's also applied to other positions in the lower 48. A couple of factors led Hahn to explore jobs outside of Alaska. He says he wants to be closer to family in Colorado. Hahn had held city manager positions in Cordova and Petersburg before he was hired in Skagway in 2014. Forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies for today, partly sunny skies for tomorrow, with high today about 60 degrees, low tonight about 45 degrees.